The Europeans who are visiting America for the very first time are totally blown away by some of the things that they're seeing. But first, during the World Cup kickoff in Mexico City, Andrea Bocelli and EJ, you know, one of the voices from K-pop Demon Hunters, performed the official FIFA World Cup 2026 anthem. So we say hey. Also, David Guetta.
I can't hear Bocelli.
Yeah.
It's a different part, maybe?
It might have been a little bit of a different part, but the audio was not great.
I got you.
It's just like such a huge,
right.
It really was not some great audio, but you got the gist.
Yeah.
What a party. But the Europeans visiting America for the very first time and the places that they have gone and the things they've done and the things they've eaten have blown people away because they're like, wow, this is what America is. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the number one place that has blown away so many Europeans, Buc-ee's.
Oh, it blows me away.
Yep. I knew that you guys were going to be like, hell yeah.
Does it blow us away?
Yes, it does blow us away. Every time they have everything.
Yeah, that's a fun place to stop by.
I mean,
love it.
You need a spice, they got it. Right. You need beef jerky, they got it.
They have Christmas gifts.
Yeah, you want a metal fire truck for your kid?
They got it. You can find anything up in the Buc-ee's.
There is a beaver mascot walking around for photos.
Yeah. Oh, and if you need gas, they have that too.
And the bathroom is super nice.
Yeah.
It's like 100 gas. I will say one thing I love about Buc-ee's, anything that's Buc-ee's made, like the Yeti, but it's Buc-ee, dirt cheap. I mean, it's dirt cheap. You can get a huge Buc-ee's, like, what do they call the other ones that handle?
Oh, like a Yeti.
Like a Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. And they have the same exact one, and it's like $12.
Yep. Wow. So like 60 or 50.
Yeah. And love it has Buc-ee's face on it. So what's not to like?
How about the food? Yeah. Doesn't Matt like a good roast beef?
Or the brisket.
Oh, the brisket.
And then where they got those nuts thing. What the nuts thing?
Beaver nuts.
Yeah. Hot nuts.
One of the best things they've got are their wraps. They've got Philly cheesesteak wrap that'll blow your socks off.
I didn't try that. Wow. I just tried the brisket and the nuts and the beef.
It feels like you're walking in initially to like an amusement park.
Mm-hmm. It does.
But it's a gas station. Yeah. Like, there's just so much to see. But you're like, where am I? Yeah.
It's a gas station, but if they didn't have the gas pumps outside, we would just think it's a store.
I would just think it's a store.
Yeah. It's Walmart.
Yeah.
But almost like a country store Walmart.
Yes. I will say, and they have unbelievable handmade flags and other art that you can
buy. Tell about what you bought for your dad.
I bought because he was in the Navy, a wood-carved flag with the Navy seal on it. It was really nice. It was expensive, though, but rightfully so. I will say this. I walked into Buc-ee's with Carol one time. I'm like, we have to stop. She walked in, basically almost had a panic attack and left because there was 100,000 people. You couldn't move. It was like claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You could not move in that one. Yeah. You got to go at a time like that people aren't less like. Every time I've been there,
it's always been busy.
It's always been crowded. And I can see that being overwhelmed.
It's a lot.
Especially with all the stuff. But yeah, I think if you take it slowly and you just go section by section, then you're all right.
But this was busy, more than I've ever seen.
We went as a show. It was around Christmas time, too, so had all this different Christmas stuff. It was cool.
It was great. The worst part about Jason buying that very expensive, enormous American flag wooden thing was having to then transport it everywhere we went for breaking and entering Christmas and then drive it home.
Right. That cost me a lot of money. Not only that, but when my parents came to town for Christmas, he's like, I love it, but I had to ship it to him. He couldn't bring it on the plane. It was so big.
Oh, true.
And I didn't want it to break, so that only cost another $100 to ship.
I was going to say, probably as much as it cost to buy.
No, I think it was like $300 plus.
Yeah.
Okay, so when the World Cup kicked off, I think one of the things that none of us saw coming, so many Europeans coming to America for the very first time, and the things that they're doing and the things that they're eating and seeing are blowing them away. Buc-ee's coming in at number one. Walmart coming in at number two.
That's it.
I've heard. I just heard recently that Walmart managers at some stores can make up to $500,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Walmart's a big deal.
You work a lot.
Yeah.
But it'll be like $250,000, and then you can like almost bonus up to like your salary. Is my understanding.
Wow.
And there's department managers, and it's a big responsibility. You got to do big money or you're...
It's almost as good as Costco.
Yeah.
It's almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make good money there too.
They do.
There's a very solid company and mm-hmm. with their benefits.
The other thing that is blowing Europeans away, the Florida heat. Oh, but it's not just the Florida heat.
I mean, here has been insane.
Let me just tell you. Norway practicing on the campus of UNCG on their soccer fields. Winston-Salem has Germany, and I have been enjoying all of the photos of Holland, who plays for Norway, Holland, adjusting to the heat.
Oh, and shirtless.
He can't wear a shirt. Oh. He's just so hot. He's so hot.
I know that makes you sad. He's literally hot.
What if he had one of those leather pants I was thinking about?
He would die. I think he would die.
Well, you know that it's interesting because it's like 100 degrees here or close to it. It feels way more, like you said.
Yeah.
But when I was in Vegas, it was 112 degrees, and it was hot, burning hot with the sun. As soon as I went to a shade, not bad at all. It's so dry.
Yeah.
It's like it's totally different.
People
like,
love
I
to
would
say
take
that.
112 degrees
dry
weather than 90 here.
Yes. Yeah.
Humidity.
Because when you're it's humid, I'm like,
you feel like
you're
in a sauna,
thick.
Like somebody's just has a hair dryer on you the whole time.
It's hard to breathe.
Become sticky. Mm-hmm. And all that.
South Africa's the same way. It's a dry heat.
Dry
I mean,
heat.
It's hot, but you're right. It's not that thickness.
Yep. There is a difference. The other things that are blowing away Europeans coming to the U.S. for the very first time with the World Cup, chilies. They got them, baby. Chilies. Mm. Yeah.
These people need to get better travel agents. I like chilies for lunch, but dang, come on now.
Well, Waffle House. A couple of them have been to the Waffle House at 1 a.m.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
That's a very American thing.
Yes.
It's risky.
Saying also Ella Langley. They are enjoying hearing Ella Langley on the radio say that it has been the soundtrack to their trip to America.
Oh, I like that. And then Texas, that song Choosing Texas, is bigger than it's bigger than every European country size wise.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So they don't like the independent local stores yet, probably because they're amazed by the big ones.
Yeah, I think that they've just never seen anything.
Yeah, I guess if you went to Europe, well, I've been to Europe.
Yeah, but
I don't know what I'm doing. But I guess you wouldn't be going
to
chains.
It's a brand of
America. There's
some stuff that they, what would be like.
So like a Harrods, you would go into they have the big chains and stuff, but I think it's like idea of we're in the Buc-ee's, you know, it's because it's you see it everywhere, you hear about it, and then finally you're like, here we are.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I would think their opinion would change depending on what Walmart they went to and like, what time they went to it at.
Yep.
They're like, can we please leave? Or like, I guess, what is it in Canada? It's the Tim Hortons
coffee.
It's a chain.
Yes.
And whether it's good or not, but you're in Canada, you're like, I got to stop by.
Like, I hear it. I want to know what it's all
about. I got to stop by because they're well known for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so welcome to America, where you can go to Buc-ee's, Chili's, and Walmart all in one day.
That's a full day.
Yeah, it's
a
full day.
Long day.